You're listening to the Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live to the cosmos from the backyard at Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn.
The Mike and Judy Show. Because Jack's my best friend. That's the best show ever. I love Mike and Judy. It's an amazing show. And Roberta's backs that show. Almost more than 100%. Is there more than 100%?
I think we got it.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America, from border to border, coast to coast, and all the ships at sea. Streaming live from the County of Kings, Brooklyn, New York City, on the Heritage Radio Network. Are you ready for the fastest half hour on the internet today? It's the Mike and Judy Show. Spanning the globe for high-minded hijinks and lowbrow kicks to bring you the best in sex, drugs, rock and roll, and nuclear fission. They're too bad for radio and too good-looking for television. And now, here they are, to pluck the low-hanging fruit of the literati. Your hosts, Mike Edison and Judy McGuire.
And I'm back, Mike.
I'm so happy. Where have you been, Judy?
Why? Funny you should ask. I've been the breakout star of the Whitney Biennial for the last few weeks.
Absolutely fantastic. You are a true triple threat.
I never really thought in my mid-40s I would become a dancer, but I am.
It's amazing. It's like Showgirls Part 2, The Revenge.
Oh, there's a girl who's going down, too. There is a mean girl. She's going down. I have a friend who works where she works. Her days are numbered.
Well, as listeners of the Mike and Judy Show know, you are a fantastic singer. Not to mention your stellar literary career.
Exactly.
And on-air talent, and now you're dancing.
I'm dancing with Michael Clark. Michael Clark had a call out for non-dancers, of which before this I was a non-dancer.
Unbelievable.
And we're dancing to Pulp. We're dancing to Feeling Called Love. It's about 50 people. 49 people and one bitch. She's going.
Hey, Jack, can you bring Judy another cup of milk, please? Saucer of milk?
Meow. I don't even need the sound effect. But yeah, and so next week, starting on Wednesday, Jarvis Cocker is going to be performing live with us. Luckily, not on our song, which is a highly precise dance done by amateurs, because that would just throw us all into a fucking tizzy, but he's going to be performing his band Relaxed Muscle.
Well, I think this is great. Finally, maybe the Whitney Biennial has got something interesting worth looking at.
I know, me dancing.
I mean, it hasn't been good in fucking years. I mean, the garbage they put up and call art. Frankly, I don't think there's been good art made probably since 1969, at least not in this country.
Well, this... I love your blanket statement. No good art at all. It's all garbage.
Oh, yeah, here's a tennis ball tied to a string and it's connected to the wall. It's bullshit. You know, I went to art school, too. Whatever.
Well, anyway, to change the subject off of let's move away
from the Whitney to my Annie. Let's talk about some high culture. Today is WrestleMania Day.
Yeah, okay, you're alone
it's
here,
WrestleMania
Mike.
WrestleMania Day.
These guys don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. Except for CM Punk is cute. I discovered that.
CM Punk in the main event tonight against Chris Jericho. I'm very excited about this. It's WrestleMania Day. It's Palm Sunday. It's April Fool's Day. And we have a band today who's young, who's happening, who's now, unlike the other corpses and mummies and punk rock artifacts we usually bring on the show.
Oh, like the Rolling Stones we had
with
on?
The Rolling Stones, the Dictators, you know.
But yeah, this band is Fresh Kills. I've known Zach since he was a small child, and now he's a man.
Like last week.
With a wonderful new record out called Raise Up the Sheets.
Raise Up the Sheets, yeah.
Zach Lopez.
Hi.
Hi, Zach.
Why don't you guys introduce yourselves? We have a whole room full of people here.
I'm Zachary Lopez. I sing for Fresh Kills.
My name is Mishka. I play bass.
I'm Jay. I play guitar.
I'm Tim. I play guitar.
And we have one other pretty face here who may not be in the band, but...
the ghost singer.
Remain silent.
Okay. Dude, I've done my own gigs with less people who have shown up.
I like a full house.
I think it's awesome. So you guys are named, I take it, after like the most toxic sliver of land in the five boroughs?
Yeah, well, you know, we're
not named after Cokies.
Yeah, we sort of took a more hopeful stance, though. We were thinking more of the new park. Yeah. With a toxic dump underneath.
Yeah, because that's not going to cause cancer for years to come.
Like that park in
Harlem. You're going to get cancer.
Yeah.
I think you can just drop it. You're going to get cancer.
Yeah.
So why not go to the park?
For our out-of-state listeners, that would be the Fresh Kills Landfill in beautiful Staten Island. Staten Island, which has got the worst rap of all the five boroughs.
Deservedly.
I fear not the Staten Island.
Ugh.
I don't. I mean.
Yeah, how often do you go there, Mike?
Well, when
was the last time you were there?
Summer to last time. I was busy protesting the Vietnam War out there in the landfill.
Exactly.
We actually got an email from them, from the park. When we first started, and we were like, "Oh fuck, they're going to make
well, you
change
got a cease
the name."
And desist from a landfill?
Well, we thought no, but they said it was when they were turning it into a park, and we thought they were going. It was a cease and desist, and we didn't know what we were going to do, and they actually invited us on a tour.
Oh, that's nice.
I'll tell you, Staten Island is very nice. I have friends out there with backyards and stuff. It's a boat. You take a boat to get there. The boat is free, and it is the only line in the entire MTA system that sells beer. Okay, imagine if they sold beer on the
sea
train.
Yeah, okay, but if you ever have to be anywhere on time, Staten Island.
And I saw David Bowie on Staten Island. And there's very charming theater out there at the University School Arts Center they have out there. Staten Island gets a bad rap.
Well, it had Copland.
A lot of mafia mansions out in
Staten
Island.
That gave it a good reputation.
It has Mob Wives, too, doesn't it? Isn't that from there?
I think so.
Which really is a godsend
of
the reality.
Yes,
you don't watch TV, do you, Zach?
Of course I watch TV.
Intellectuals.
Yeah.
Writing poetry, whatnot.
Yeah, what's up with the poetry?
What's up with the poetry? Okay. Zach has sold 3 books of poetry. How many people do you know are published poets? tell us how they came about.
But I've given away about 950. But
I bought all mine, just so you know, including one on Kindle.
That was the 3.
Yeah, okay.
What was the question?
Does your poetry rhyme?
It never does, and that's actually why I stopped doing it, because I realized I wasn't very good at it.
No, so, you're good at it. I remember reading the last book and going, oh, and then immediately emailing Zach about some scandalous piece of gossip. I was like, I know it's true, but we won't get into that. Anyway, so you wrote the books with Nick Zinner.
What's the tease? What's the scandalous piece of
Nick
gossip?
Nick Zinner and Stacey Wakefield, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
I know who Nick
that's
is
not
in
the gossip or the tease. Those Nick, are my collaborators.
That's Nick is in the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Mm-hmm.
He did a great remix of one of your songs or more?
He remixed a song off our second album. It's good. He's been doing a lot of remixes, and I imagine he'll do more in the future. But
you guys are high flyers. I was just saying, Jim Sklavounos produced your new record. I love Jim. People should know he plays with Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
And he drummed with you this tour, right?
And he was a good enough he guy did. To climb in the van with you
he
guys.
Did. He did. I at a benefit for Jonathan Tobin. I ran into him and I said, "Oh well, our former drummer Jim Paradise, he can't tour with us. And are you?" And I jokingly said, "Well, what are you doing?" And he said, "Send me the dates."
Wow.
He said it in a much lower. He was like, "Send me the dates."
Well, Jim's like about 9 feet tall, right?
He's about 9'7",
and he's a monster drummer. You know, he's played with Lydia Lunch and the Cramps, Sonic Youth, Nick Cave, of course, and his side projects. Now, Jim's a monster, and he's got great taste.
Yeah,
he was an invaluable presence in the van. He was an invaluable presence in the van too. I mean, the first thing he said when we picked him up in Mill Basin was, "Here comes the pain." So
he didn't bring along any cheery band snacks or anything?
Well, aside from the fruit roll-ups, no.
Okay.
Well, the pain, I was listening to the sound check that you guys were just doing, and no, it wasn't the happy sound.
Really? I don't know what you're talking about.
What's your definition of happy, yeah. Mike?
Oh, happy WrestleMania Day? Oh, I can't wait. This is my CM Punk and The Rock and The Undertaker in a steel cage match. Oh, you like The Rock, right?
I love The Rock.
You're such a mark. Why would you like that guy? Because he's good looking.
What else?
I know. It's so sad. So sad. You're dancing in the Whitney Biennial. You should be aware of other forms of culture besides, you know, your highfalutin dance at the Whitney.
I knew Mob Wives was filmed on Staten Island.
Okay, that's good. I'll give you that. Okay. WrestleMania falls somewhere between the Biennial and Mob
somewhere.
Wives.
Let's hear a song from Fresh Kills.
I would love to. What do you guys got for us?
We're going to do Hotels.
And is this from the new record available on iTunes?
This is from Raise Off the Sheets, available on iTunes now, yes.
Or $5 on Amazon?
The month of April.
Don't you guys have a kid named Amazon?
Shall we?
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Are you tired? You seem tired. Don't misunderstand me, wear it well. Losing sleep from all that shouting. Please take my arms as your hotel. Are you fading? I've been fading since you got here around 4:30. Are you sleeping? Are you sleeping? I'll watch your body, I'll guard the door. We are not children, we are not children. We know things end badly, we know things end bad. There is no future, no resolution. Until there is, baby, I'm your man. Above it, an empty frame, waiting for the picture of you and me. I'll be wearing black bars on badges. You'll wear a gown of dagger print. Our eyes are closed and we're kissing. The knives without, the knives within. We are not children. We are not children. We know things end badly. We know things end bad. There is no future, no resolution. Until there is, baby, I'm your man. We are not children. We are not children. We know things end badly. We know things end bad. There is no future, no resolution. Until there is, baby, I'm yours. We are not children, we are not children. We know things end badly, we know things end bad. There is no future, no resolution. Until there is, baby, I'm your man. We are not children. We are not children. We know things end badly. We know things end bad. There is no future, no resolution. Until there is, I'm your man.
Yay!
All right, the feel-good song of WrestleMania Day.
Yeah. All our songs about WrestleMania, emotionally.
That song was so good, I'm going to bring a pizza in.
All right. All right. See, we know how to treat a bunch of guys.
You guys get pizza.
So Jim Sklavunas didn't bring any pizza, did he? No.
Well.
Okay, never mind.
Which would you rather have, poetry or pizza?
Don't ask me the hard questions on a Sunday.
Let go. So you guys are probably, you know, probably going to kill me, but I'm getting the Velvet Underground vibe a little bit from this. Maybe you've heard that before.
I'm familiar with the band.
Sure. You got one of the records skulking around house. Yeah. So what I want to ask you is, can we pinpoint exactly when Lou Reed started to suck?
Like as a human being?
Well,
I'd say adolescence.
Well, really? Was he a jerk even then?
Well, the one thing is, you know, as most people in the room, I've read and reread Please Kill Me over and over and over again and kept a copy of it underneath my pillow, excuse me.
So you could better absorb it.
Yeah, and one thing like that he says again and again is, all musicians are assholes. All musicians are assholes. Don't expect.
Well, he thinks there's safety in numbers is what he's going for.
Yeah.
What a douche.
Yeah, but you know, I definitely sort of prefer his brand of just being an unrepentant, terrible person to the sort of like nice guys who, you know, who behave in the same way, who are just as vile, but they're
like who?
I couldn't
like
think
a John
name
Mayer type.
What's with John Mayer?
Sure.
I don't know. Just when I think of douchey rock guys, I think
he's not as hot as The Rock.
I think he's probably a good looking guy, but.
Well, sure. You know, he's not thinking, but that's a good example. He's someone who, you know, his reputation is that of like a womanizer and like a not great guy. But it's because he does this song, "Your Body Is a Wonderland" or whatever. People are like, "Oh yeah, he's a swell." And you're like, "Really?"
I don't really know anything about him.
I'm familiar with his oeuvre.
So I think it was like losers, like right after Transformer. He just like
it's when he stopped sucking cocks.
Yeah, that's basically it.
It's
you know?
True. That's when he. That's the last time
started.
I was good.
Yeah.
You know, one time I was instead of sitting in my house, I was actually waiting for a pack of the UPS guy to show up, and he never showed up, and I kept getting drunker and drunker, and I started writing this song about Lou Reed. I do recall, now I'm reminded of the last stanza of this song, which had about 24 stanzas, and I progressively got drunker and drunker waiting for the UPS guy to show up, and it's, "Lou, your poetry sucks, but it's your choice. You should go back to fucking boys."
That's about it. I mean, he's fucking Laurie Anderson now. I mean, she's not that.
I mean, I think that's a good assessment, though. I mean, I think you probably should have been a doctor. I mean, he's just suffering from a morbid cock deficiency.
I
am the dating advice person. It all goes back to penises.
And I do wish upon you the misfortune of hearing what's it called, Lula? That thing.
Oh, that Metallica thing.
Oy, yeah, yeah.
I didn't.
Oy.
Life's too short.
Oy. Any Jews? Any guys Jews?
Yeah. Well, Jews? Come on.
Any Jews? Any Jews?
We've got
here?
A Murray in the house, so I'm not alone for once.
It's Passover's coming up, right? Which is also a very exciting holiday. You guys don't do any Passover material, do you? Go down Moses or anything like that?
Well, we're going to do. We're actually playing on Saturday the 7th, our way of celebrating Passover.
At Lou Reed Seder?
Well, we're playing with Grant Hart at Union Pool.
Oh, great.
And so we're going to do a lot of Passover songs. We're going to cover a lot of Harry Cruz songs, you know, as a tribute to him.
Yeah,
and,
Harry Cruz just passed away.
Yeah, rough week.
Oh, wow.
And
just so
that was a moment of silence
it.
For Harry Cruz.
Oh, no. And blood and meaning. This is Lou Reed and Metallica.
Oh. Thank you.
Listen and learn.
I was
learn.
Hoping this morning that I would. Like most beauties, is a challenge that our youth must quickly conquer. Oh, actually, this doesn't bother me at all. I'm totally into this.
Mr.
Reed, I take back the last 10 minutes of this conversation. I'm kind of into this. I'd much rather listen to this than 80% of what's out there.
Well, I love having you guys here, because actually, really, I mean, of all the guys, except for Kudzo, who we adore, most of the people we have on the show, we had Bobby Keys a couple weeks ago play saxophone with the Rolling Stones, who were popular in the 70s.
Sure.
Yeah, he told me we're having a Rolling Stone on. I was like, oh, great. And then he told me Bobby Keys. I was like, I don't know who the fuck that is.
it's all right. You didn't know who Ronnie Wood was either.
I know who Ronnie Wood is.
Yeah, but you know what? Mick Jagger doesn't. Yeah. Okay, the guy's playing guitar. Fucking Mick. Talk about dicks. Mick fucking Jagger.
Brenda, don't put Brenda down.
Brenda and his tiny
Brenda.
And his tiny Todger. So you guys got another song for us?
We do. Are we,
which
yes.
song is this? I wrote
Maybe
down
you guys should take it down a notch.
Peppy Hanukkah music. Peppy Passover. Sorry, Goyim mistake.
Yeah, this song is actually about the angel of death.
Oh, good. You know I love that.
Wait. Wasn't there a death song on that first Velvet Underground record?
I know, and you've never seen us and the Velvet Underground photographed in the same room.
Well, I love the Velvet Underground, and actually been sort of in my house has been sort of a actually I hate to say it, a Lou Reed, at least in terms of the Velvet Underground and David Bowie Renaissance. I've been playing these records, and it's amazing how much in like the Bowie records, like Man Who Fell to Earth, and even Hunky Dory, you just hear Lou Reed and the Velvet Underground. It's just like he just swiped the parts that he needed from Lou, he swiped the parts he needed from Iggy, and voila, that's good Bowie.
Yeah, I actually the only David Bowie song I like is the one from Cat People.
I'm drawing a blind.
Is that Fashion, Zach?
Which song? The Giorgio Moroder. I'm not even gonna know. She's not dignified. All right, she's Zora's too much of a David Bowie fan. She doesn't like it when I talk about my one David Bowie song.
Sing it.
I don't want to.
Judy, Judy, which do you prefer, the movie Cat People or the play Cats?
the play, duh. But you know, I'm like in the Whitney Biennial. I like the theater.
Right.
Now.
But you know that they're not real cats. They're just people dressed up like cats that were in their
song.
Shut up!
Shut up!
All right, here's Fresh Kills.
Johnny was beautiful. They're in love, love, love. Frankie was weakness. Johnny her keeper. They're in love, love, love. Frankie grew stronger. Johnny lost ground to her. They're in love, love, love. John, I won't be held down by God's love or anyone else. We had a good thing once, but good things don't last. Just ask your mother. John said to Frank, there's cause and effect. There's butterflies and battleships lost. There's sailors long gone and mothers who mourn. And I won't live in a world without love. Frankie was careless. Johnny a spilt drink. They're in love, love, love. And it was inevitable. Like death and more sensible. Oh, love, love, love. Everybody's careless. Everybody's blameless. In love, love, love. Frank said to John, I won't be held down by God's love or anyone else. We had a good thing once, but good things don't last. Just ask your mother. John said to Frank, there's cause and effect. There's butterflies and battleships lost. There's sailors long gone and mothers who mourn. And I won't live in a world without love.
So what kind of drugs are you guys into?
Oh, funny you should ask.
Well,
we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah. No. Any of you guys ever smoke angel dust?
When I worked at Mars Bar, there was a lot, like all the C-Squat kids.
Weren't you just breathing angel dust when you worked at Mars
yeah,
Bar?
Yeah, it was a mix of asbestos and angel dust.
You worked
and
at
shame.
Mars Bar?
For years.
Yeah, for about 8 years.
Wow, you call that work?
Yeah, it was.
What do we think?
Yeah.
You miss the Mars work. Bars? That little.
I'm not sentimental about Mars Bar.
No.
I'm always sentimental about just about everything. I don't give a shit that Mars Bar closed. It was like a sore on the Lower East Side.
I can't believe there's most people we've ever had in one room on our show that haven't smoked angel dust.
I know. We asked because we do a poll, and pretty much 90% of our guests have smoked angel dust, not on purpose.
If you can get some, we'll do it.
Carbona, not glue.
I want to talk to Mishka about Kindle singles, because I'm fascinated with this format. I've bought a bunch of them. His books. My friend Anna David was on here. She has one coming out. Bought a bunch of them.
I agree. I think it's a great format.
It really is. It's $2. I mean, even if it sucks, it's $2.
What's funny is that before Kindle singles were rolling, the editor there, we met up for breakfast and he was like, oh, yeah, I'm working at Amazon. We have this great idea. We're going to be selling stuff for, like, those nerd pads. And, we want you to write a story for it, and it's going to be great. And you're going to make all this money and get famous. And I was like, Dave, no offense, but this is the fucking dumbest idea I've ever heard in my life.
All right.
Like, I don't know a single person who has one of those things, those abominations. And, like, everybody gets so much content for free, nobody's going to buy anything. And if anybody buys stuff, they're not going to buy my stuff. And, like, I was like, I'm sober now. I don't have any stories anymore.
But what encouraged you to get sober? A series of really horrible things.
Yeah. And, that was a whole other conversation where, the second Kindle single that I did, Dave was like, okay, you're going to write a story about how you stopped doing all these drugs and started running these crazy distances.
Mishka runs like 50 miles in one day
and
loses his toenails.
And I was like, Dave, no way. I will not write that book because nobody's going to want to buy it. Nobody's going to want to hear me, talk about my fancy fucking feelings and like how I made all these stupid mistakes and again, just so wrong.
Yeah, you should have him be the boss of your life.
Yeah. I
you obviously have bad impulses still.
Well, I talked to Dave and he's like, the sun came up this morning, and I'm like, bullshit, it didn't. I mean, I still can't get over it, but yeah, fortunately he's looking out for me.
No, they're really great, and they're not that sort of preachy, like, oh, I found God and got clean book. They're just like, it's sort of like something that just sort of happens. It doesn't define you, I don't think.
Yeah, no, I mean, I try to be open with the fact that I'm still totally clueless and like, I still, don't know what I'm doing. And, and people have criticized it that like, oh, you don't offer any method for like how to clean up or whatever. Because I don't know how to do it. And I only had to do it once and fortunately it stuck. And, but I don't know how I did it.
Well, you know what? Fuck those people. Fuck them right in the eye.
Well, I mean,
it's not your job to offer them advice and tell them
exactly.
How to
get clean.
You have a good story to tell, and it's your story, and, you got to take it where you can find it. I don't know why people, expect everything to be wrapped up in bubble gum
wrapper. Well, they want a message. They want, like,
and
an
make it so fucking easy and goddamn digestible.
Yeah, I mean, the message is, I didn't know what I was doing then. I don't know what I'm doing now. I just wake up earlier now.
Without a hangover.
Yeah.
I mean, if it were that easy, don't you think I would do it?
No.
It occurs to me, we've had probably a high percentage of sober people and newly sober people on the show as we have had people who've smoked angel dust.
There's a lot of crossover in that crowd.
Well, I mean, the other thing is,
the angel dust really is the transition point.
I mean, I say the same thing about sobriety that I say about herpes. It's not for everyone.
Exactly.
It's,
herpes is so underrated. It's such a bad name.
I don't know. if you can have a couple of drinks and hang out and not be a total asshole, then power to you. I wasn't that guy. I mean, like, a week into joining the band, I texted Tim one night and I was like, hey, are you out? And he just texted back, are you okay? And I was like, I'm glad that this is the established, sort of power dynamic that we've, it's like, they understood when I joined the band that they would all be babysitting me.
Well, I mean, do you guys find it difficult? Was it difficult to be around people who still drink and stuff?
When I stopped drinking, Johnny, our former guitar player, said, I totally support you. I mean, should we not drink around you? And I was like, no, have a good time. Just don't offer me a drink. And Zach looked at me and he was like, Mishka, I haven't offered you a drink in about 10 years. So they were a little too supportive.
Long time coming.
Well, I'll tell you what, once again, it has been the fastest half hour on the internet today. It's the Mike and Judy Show on the Heritage Radio Network here at Roberta's. Guys, tell us where we can find you, where you're playing, where we can get your Kindle singles, your poetry, your records, your music.
Okay, well, you can get Mishka's Kindle singles off Amazon. You can get our record off Amazon for April. It's $5 for the MP3s. You can order the CD and t-shirts and stuff directly from The End Records. And we're playing August 7th, Saturday, at Union Pool with... What did I say? August? Oh, yeah, we're playing before August. We're playing April 7th. We're an ambitious band. We're playing April 7th with Grant Hart from Husker Du. And if you're not familiar with him, then don't come, because I hate you.
At Union Pool.
In Williamsburg.
And thanks for having us in Occupied White Bushwick.
Any predictions for WrestleMania tonight?
It's good. We're very excited about WrestleMania. I hope the Gravedigger wins. Oh, is that a person?
Oh, yeah, nice well, cover.
That's good. Good. The Undertaker. The Undertaker, the Walking Dead will be defending his streak tonight. We're going to go out today with a little wrestling music. It's Land of a Thousand Dances from the First World Wrestling Federation record. See you guys next
week. I also want to thank Zora Tash from Religious to Damn for doing background vocals.
You're very patient, Judy. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.